Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara Show on a Monday. Oscar and Rob in the studio. Woo! And on the phone in Georgia, Mike O'Mara. Mike, how was the Masters?
Hello.
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 Yeah, who's this?
This is... You are in your automobile. What's going on?
I am moving along I-20 West between Augusta, Georgia and Atlanta, Georgia. I'm driving through the Georgia Pines. I'm just outside of the city of Atlanta, and we are very, very happy after a fabulous day in the Georgia sunshine, enjoying the golf tournament known as the MAP.
How far is Augusta from Atlanta?
It is approximately, I cannot give the precise mileage, Rob, but I can give you the time. It is approximately 2 hours and 17 minutes from Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport to the hotel we stayed at in Augusta, Georgia.
I believe in Georgia, they say that is the distance is a hoot and a holler.
A hoot and a holler, isn't that wonderful? That's absolutely wonderful. And as we begin to touch the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia, we are beginning to see what I would describe as Atlanta traffic, you see.
Oh, understood.
Watch out for the gap in the road.
Oh, the falling bridge? Yeah, they had the crumbling bridge in Atlanta.
Yeah, fortunately we didn't encounter that, so we're fortunate, but we are absolutely giddy after one of the best experiences that, surprisingly, both my wife and I ever had.
Really?
I have turned my non-enthusiastic Masters bride into a true believer after yesterday's incredible day.
Well, it was a great telecast, but one thing did disappoint me. I was really waiting for Jim Nantz to say, joining me in the booth, Mike O'Mara to say, what would it sound like if Arnold Schwarzenegger won the Masters?
You know, I could have thrown a rock at the booth, but, you know, they put him up on top of a tower, and he's got, like, a big screen in front of him. You don't get a chance to see the broadcasters, but boy, oh boy, what a day, what a day, what an experience. Absolutely spectacular. And I mean, I got so much to talk about tomorrow that, you know, I will be honest with you, mostly good, but, you know, just enough bad to maintain my my disdain for the human race.
Their sanity.
But
yeah.
It was, but really, I can't describe it. I was talking to Rob before the show, Oscar, and I will tell you that the way that I look at it is that we would never go back, because there's just no way we could duplicate what we experienced.
That's a wonderful story, but isn't it really you can't go back because you've been barred from the club?
Well, they're not going to let me back in. Something, this little thing about... This little thing about peeing right to the right of the 18th.
Hey, when you gotta go,
Mike. Yeah.
How late was Oscar this morning, Rob?
Like 40 seconds.
Yeah, 40 seconds, Mike.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The usual. You know, there's probably a 1 or 2 minute give or take every day. You never
That's
know.
Right. That's what we call the bagel factor.
Yes, but I'm here, Mike, and you're driving. Let's remember that.
Oscar's time.
Oscar's bagel.
Mike, I've been following your posts over the weekend. Truly touching. Can't wait to hear the full recap here. I know everybody in the studio and our listening audience is looking forward to that. Could you give us something, one thing that you really need to get off your chest before we start the program here?
The Mike O'Mara Masters nugget.
Yes.
I will give you an overall tease for tomorrow that the recap I will have will be obviously the entire tournament experience and what it's really like to be there. The second thing I will give you is that we ran into one of the greatest moments of Schadenfreude one will ever experience at the Atlanta airport. That was, you shouldn't have laughed at it, but you couldn't help but laugh at it because it was too funny. That involved a gentleman falling. But it was more than falling. And that was spectacular. And then, we got into the hotel late on Saturday afternoon and went out and grabbed a meal and then decided to have a few brewskis on Saturday night. And that was where we ran into a gentleman who we started having a nice conversation with. And then all I can tell you is I will describe the incident because I texted Carla while she was at the table with me, and I said, this man is that S crazy.
Oh, that's a carry move, is when you actually do a text within a meal because it's something can't be said?
It takes a lot to scare me, but I really felt that there was an outside chance that if we had lingered any longer, we may have been murdered. That is going to be... Yeah.
That's perfect, Mike. It's like a severe thunderstorm or tornado warning that comes straight to your phone, but you're sending it to your wife.
Exactly. Deet,
yeah.
Deet,
yeah,
deet.
Really. You know, you're saying, honey, we have to extricate us from this situation. And I have to say, though, when I posted online, I really meant it because I guess Carla was just telling me a minute ago that I resembled a small child yesterday being there and just wide-eyed. And, you know, when you're 57 years old and you've done what I've done in my career, it's really, really, really difficult to find
jaded
experiences that make you childlike, that actually make you filled with wonder. Everybody knows that's listened to me for any length of time how much of a golf fan I am. Everybody knows that the Masters Golf Tournament is the holy grail. Augusta National is the holy grail of golf fans everywhere. And to just experience it and think that there was never going to be a chance that you were ever going to experience anything like this was, as I said, I couldn't help but get emotional talking about the fact that fans of my show, you know, a couple of months after my mother died, were able to put this together and give me something that, I'll be honest, even at the time, I didn't ever dream that it would mean as much to me as it did. And as the time got closer, it felt more and more overwhelming to get this. And then the whole day I was reflecting on it because it was, you know, people would say, hey, how do you come buy your tickets? How do you get, you know, there's all this juxtaposing of people and how they get their tickets. Some people that are, you know, you still have the haves and the have-nots, but then you get the people that have been, on a lottery and they got them, or an old lady that, gave somebody their tickets for the weekend. You get first-timers, long-timers, you get people that have been there. But I'll go into detail on the experience dealing with other fans, sports fans, yesterday. I cannot possibly do it justice, but I'm going to try to tell everybody about the experience and what a day it was for us. And then you throw in the fact that you had the kind of tournament that you had, which for golf fans, and, you know, I know a lot of people don't give a rat's ass about golf, but for golf fans, it does, and it's an old
playoff
thing, but it does not get better. There's absolutely no way it gets better. But, you know, Friday night, to be honest with you, I was like, okay, don't get happy. It's going to be one of these experiences because, you know, it got very weird in a very short period of time. And the sleepy little town of Augusta,
yes,
that goes back to being sleepy today. I think that they are overwhelmed. It's such a, you know, this is like Manassas having a sporting event of this kind. And, you know, people just go crazy for that week and then it's over and they wait a year. And, you know, But
it's like the tractor. It's like the tractor pull weekend in Manassas.
Yeah, when everything sell a comes lot of used tires.
Sure.
And rest assured, there are plenty of experiences of the individuals where it's all about them, including the guy that cut by me right at the end of the golf tournament that had to get to his seat at the last possible second. And I'll give you some detail on that because I actually won the crowd over at that point, which is it doesn't usually go that way for me when I'm joining a man in the scene that he made. But I think the crowd was with me, weren't they, honey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they were. It was fantastic. And
I got the feeling that when Carla just said yes, she was shaking her head no.
That was great. Well, I don't know if you were aware if you watched it on television, but it's pretty tightly packed in that 18-screen gallery, right? So, the skinny guy was trying to make an example of the fat guy, and, lucky I didn't knock his little
You guys out, showed him. No. Mike, can I, may we ask Carla a quick question, hearing her wonderful voice, just, brightens our day.
Yes.
Hi, Carla. Carla, I think everybody in studio just got a note here from Pony Boy. He wants to know, what is it like to see Mike happy?
it was charming.
Yeah. Is it something you'd like to revisit?
That would be very nice.
Well, you know what, dear, you can make that happen with a little harder work on your end.
Wow. It's a shame. It's just a shame with no personal devices allowed on the course. No one was able to photograph that isolated moment of Mike O'Mara being happy. It exists only as a memory.
Yes.
I didn't even bitch until like maybe this morning. So it was special,
Quite the run.
I will tell you this, and I'll leave you. I don't want to leave it in the locker room, as they say, because I got a lot that I want to go into detail with tomorrow. But the lack of electronic devices, the absolute unparalleled greatest thing ever that they force people to leave their technology behind. They ought to do it at every sporting event in the country. It's that great. So, and I'll go into the detail of how they do it because, it was one of the surprises when I got there. I'm giddy. I'm still a little bit giddy.
It.
Yeah.
But that'll pass.
I'm guessing right about the time you go through the metal detector at the airport this morning.
Southwest Airlines, I think that I'll have a review of that particular airline, too.
That outfit.
But, hey, Oscar, I will tell you this. I know you fly them all the time.
Yes, sir.
Pretty damn efficient with their little system.
That cattle call really gets you in there and gets you out.
Yep.
I like that. That's okay, the sardine can 737, not so much.
No.
They're tight planes, Mike.
Yeah, the motto of Southwest, we get you there efficiently with most of your dignity intact.
Yeah. Right. And, I know Joe Rogers flies for our good friends at Delta Airlines. And, we flew in on Saturday. Thumbs up to them for the cluster F that is that airline. Thank God.
And as we know, that probably was Joel's fault. He'll take care of it.
Mike, looking forward to...
I don't know if you follow the news, but that airline towards the end of the week was in a bit of a lather. And, wow, we got to see that firsthand. It's a rather large airport that I have most of my life tried to avoid at all costs.
So, yeah, it's a bad one.
We're driving there now, and who knows what fun could happen.
Well, Mike, make sure you go to the gift shop and go to Hudson News and buy a beautiful, beautiful Augusta snow globe so you never forget this weekend.
Snow globe.
I will.
All right. Well, have a safe trip, and we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Love
you. I am looking forward to telling you all about it and to all the people. I even called the High Sparrow over the weekend.
Wow.
I'll give you one last nugget.
Okay.
I'm not going to wait to give you this one. This is a little playlist I call Mike O'Mara Calls Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Nice.
And I will do it in the Alan Wentzel style, all right?
Oh, good.
So put a call put a colon after me and then a colon after Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
All right.
So I called Stephen. I said, Stephen, I just want to say we're in the airport on the way down. I want to thank you, the High Sparrow, for everything you did. Stephen Douglas McIntyre. What rental car company are you using? All right, thank you very much. Oh, God. Wow, he said, you're welcome, I think. It was fine. It was a big bowl of okay. I will tell you all about it tomorrow. Thank you for holding down the fort while I'm gone.
You bet.
And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you to everybody that made this possible. DGH, baby.
DGH, baby. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself. In a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser. Then a honey almond body scrub. And on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
Take the lyrics to Land of Confusion. In this song, Phil Collins addresses the problems of abusive political authority. Christy, get down on your knees so Sabrina can see your ass. Phil Collins' solo career seems to be more commercial and therefore more satisfying in a narrower way. Especially songs like In the Air Tonight and Against All Odds. Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Hello, live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Oscar, brought to you today by Vistaprint.
Woo!
Love them, love them, love them. Vistaprint is all about supporting small business owners. You know what? We relate. We're small business.
Absolutely.
And they are the place to go for any custom products for your home or office. Whatever you need. Postcards, banners, flyers, apparel. Vistaprint can make it happen. But one Vistaprint deal just remains unbeatable, and it's one we've all used. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under $10.
Rob, in my hand and on Ustream right now, we've got True Architect from Chris Trujillo.
Oh, nice.
From Danville, California. Double-sided, beautiful card. You can also choose the actual type of mat you want on your
that's a raised
card.
That is an upgraded stock.
Yeah, the stock
I'm
and
talking
the color.
The biz talk
you can do
now.
Whatever you'd like. You can customize your card any way you'd want.
And we all have. They are 100% user friendly. Even I was able to design a card on Vistaprint. We've all done it, and it's always easy. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember, use that code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for just $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use that promo code TMOS at checkout. Quality is great, easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. Again, 500 business cards for just $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use TMOS, and order today.
Today!
How was your weekend?
My weekend. Actually, I could have used a True Architect this weekend.
I'm sorry we didn't do that read on Friday.
We have built an addition onto Casa de Santana.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with a human species. It has everything to do with felines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, whoever is Winston Santana on Facebook, don't send me a friend request. I don't friend animals on Facebook.
This is what's wrong with our audience, Rob.
Oh, I don't know if there's anything wrong with the audience.
No, this is good. A loving pet has been brought into this world, has been fostered, has been adopted by your boy.
Yes.
And all people want to do is make fun of me.
No, no. What they want to do is they want to glom on to the positive experience.
No, I'll take
pet poaching.
They are. You know what? You're pet poaching. Listen.
Pet poaching. You know what? It's good if you can poach a pet because it stays moist.
Omeromaniacs, I appreciate all the support, and I know Shan does, as we added our cat condo, as mentioned here on the program last week, buy it through our Amazon tab on Amazon.com, $200 off.
Saw photos of her assembling it.
A premium condo is now on what is our, I guess, overhang in the backyard.
Now, you say this, it is really like the roof to a porch, isn't it?
It's no porch.
Is there anything under it?
Yes, half a kitchen. And
oh,
an alley.
Okay. So it is part of your roof then.
Yes.
So it is a tin roof, tin roof rusted, that is extending out to cover your kitchen and keep your stove dry.
Yes.
Now I had when I was looking at Shannon assemble the cat condo, and we realized when we saw
bringing up pics for a little
excellent. When we first saw the cat condo on a previous episode, you said, it's a little misleading because they photographed it with kittens.
Yes.
So it would look bigger. But it's still a sizey structure. Did you ever think about maybe assembling it on the roof? Because was it tough to get out on the roof with it?
Rob, as I posted the progress of the construction zone this weekend, you'll notice that I'm usually taking the pictures.
Right.
Because I paid for it. I don't assemble it.
Right. Okay.
So those are the rules, Pony. You know that.
I see.
Days at the bike shop, they pay, you build.
I'm not trying to set a new set of rules in play. I'm just trying to figure out procedures.
So as I just mentioned, I don't mind doing that day labor work, as it's in my genes. You know, I like working on that with my hands and tools.
And by the way, your jeans look great. They're by Distilled.
Appreciate that. Mm. Fitted for her pleasure. I'll say this.
Not just hers.
That it was a little more complicated than I thought to build the kitten condo.
Now it's a kitten condo.
Well, the cat condo. And it took a little longer than I had really estimated for her to finish. So it started on Friday and ended essentially on Saturday evening, almost. Late evening.
Now, I'm a man.
We put it on the roof.
I'm a man who loves a project. And as a matter of fact,
that is a lie.
No. A project like that, I enjoy.
Because okay.
I like setting out the parts and going through it. It's kind of like the way Robert attacks doing a Lego.
Okay.
You know, you lay it out, you see your plans, you set out your parts, and you make sure you're all set to go. As a matter of fact, when Julia was born, she was overdue.
Julia Jellybean.
Yes, my first child was overdue when she was born. And there may have been something in the prize closet where I might have finessed a grill.
Oh,
this
nice.
This is one of the greatest
grills are the worst to build.
But I had nothing to do except, you know, we were actually on vacation. It was right around Christmas. And we were waiting for Carrie's water to break. And she said, why don't you go and build your grill? Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. And I cleared out a big part of space and I laid everything out. And it was a day and a half project. Grills are forever to assemble. And if you look closely to all pictures when Julia was born, I have no skin on my knuckles.
Oh, my God.
Because of all the metal screws and all the metal stuff that you had to do. You know,
he'll do anything for food, Pony.
Anything for food.
Yes.
And then in the dead of winter, I'm out there with a ribeye. But I do love assembly projects because they're methodical.
Oh, I hate them.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've... As a younger man moving from city to city as a DJ,
yes,
all you live off is IKEA furniture.
Sure.
So you end up building and rebuilding. And by the way, that third build isn't really good for IKEA furniture.
Oh, what's
that? That's how you start stripping screws. Oh,
yeah. I can tell you as a fact, as someone who has done his share of IKEA assembly, is the screws are meant to be tightened, never loosened.
Never loosened.
Never loosened.
It's like one and done, right?
Yeah. When you get out your hex wrench and you start going, you go to the lefty-loosey, and the whole bookcase is like, No, I don't think so.
I'm at a place in my life where I don't have time for that nonsense, right?
Of course not.
But my girl's
young.
You're
a man of means.
She's young. She's 30, youngish, and she generally enjoys us, and she loves this cat, and she probably wants a child. That's not happening anytime soon. Just, I don't think it's in the cards
yet. I can't wait until she assembles the the kid condo.
So we've got the kitten condo the up and running.
Oh,
we
look
put
at
it up on the roof.
Okay.
Now, this is the issue we're having now. And for those of you in the DC area, how many times have you driven by a beautiful building and you see for lease, right?
Yes.
Now, we've thrown a for lease sign up on this bad boy. We thought we had a tenant that had signed a year contract.
Hold it.
You've
put a for lease sign on the kitten condo?
Yeah, because we have Winston Santana, our cat, who apparently, as of the last two evenings, as you know, I have a security camera trained on this home, right?
Yes, because you're not insane.
And Winston, for the last two evenings, Saturday and Sunday night, this is being broadcast on a Monday.
Right.
Every time he rolls up to his new palace,
right.
Chateau de Winston,
yeah,
he refuses to eat inside of the kitten condo.
Okay, so this is something that happens all the time with cats. When you
How
buy
you
them
know
a thing,
this?
Because I had a cat when I was younger. If you buy a thing for it, it's not going to use it. All it wants to do is just F up anything that you didn't buy for
it. Some may say that happens with kids as well, though.
Yeah, they play with the box toy came in.
Now,
yeah.
I've tried a couple things.
Hold that thought, because we must break, and I'm very curious.
I like to solve problems, Rob.
I know you're a problem solver. I am the assembler.
Yes.
You are the solver, and the cat will not sign the lease. Have you at least gotten a month in advance from the cat?
Now we got to take him to kitten court.
Kitten court? We take a step away.
Put a box on my roof for nothing.
When we come back. Hey, you know, Adrian can sleep in it.
We're going to get a letter from our neighbors. Hey, I see you built a chicken coop on your roof.
Hey, you know what? Fresh eggs.
Not doing that.
It's a thought. All right, we'll step away back after this. It's the Michael Maris Show.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Steve Better Boogie Bridges. Check out his Better Boogie Mix. This portion of the show brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. What it does, it gives you convenient access to over $6,000 worth of the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created from world-class trainers, proven to deliver amazing results. It has something for everybody. It's amazing. You've done it.
Yeah, Rob, I think I got to the heaviest I've ever been because I just let myself go.
Right.
And the programs they have on Beachbody really give you options on really spicing things up. Sometimes people get stuck in a rut and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that again. You have so many options, over 6,000 hours of programming.
And not just options of what to do, but you can do it anywhere because you can access it on your tablet,
Absolutely.
On your phone, on your computer. It's the largest community of its kind dedicated to making all your fitness goals achievable. Proven programs from world-class trainers and all accessible, as I said, on any web-enabled device. You don't have to worry about DVDs. You use it wherever you go. Programs you've heard of like P90X, Insanity, 21-Day Fix Extreme, T25, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, and so much more. Access to resistance, cardio, yoga, dance, over 500 workouts at one low price. And if you're interested about improving your nutrition, Beachbody On Demand has Fixate, which is a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. So easy, entertaining, even healthy cocktails.
Ooh.
Yes. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has almost 1 million members. TMOS members can claim a 30-day free membership. Here's what you do. Just text TMOS to 303030. and you get 30 days of full access to the platform free. Remember, text TMOS to 303030 and check it out. Beachbody on demand. I love the Tai Chang strong stuff.
You can't go wrong.
Back to Oscar and his... what you've got, you've now got a horror movie. You've got an abandoned motel sitting on your roof.
Yeah, the Winston
Norman,
Motel.
Norman?
Where essentially... I thought this cat, much like any commercial or rube that watches a kid's commercial,
right.
Kid will pick up the toy and start playing with it,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I've dealt with cats in the past. You know I have a short fuse for them.
Yeah, well, you have a short keeping for them. I mean, you get them for a couple of weeks and you send them off to the farm.
I also
where they
know,
can run and dig.
I also know when we've bet on the wrong horse, right? And when Shannon said to me, she goes, what happens if he doesn't play with the... he doesn't like take to the new cat
condo.
By the
way, when you say betting on the wrong horse, that is a really kind way of saying that it's not working out. We're throwing the cat on a farm.
Yeah.
Which is what happened to Khaleesi.
I don't think you have to explain to people. Like, I think people got the... You don't have to revisit the fact that I had a cat for 9 days and I said, you know what? You're not going to work out later.
Well, also, you were upset at that cat because it watched you in the shower.
Yeah, that was
very
weird.
Needy, very creepy. certainly, I had one of those perv genes I wasn't into, you know?
One of those perv cats.
Yes. You know when you're like, I'm sure parents know this. When you procreate, you're like, oh, I hope they don't get this gene, right?
Yeah.
Khaleesi had that perv gene and the love staring at me nude in the shower. And I was like, this is really creepy.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Very needy kitten.
Yeah.
Still alive, by the way. Fat and happy on a
Excellent.
Farm in Virginia. Don't know where exactly, but on a farm in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to the subject at hand.
Yes.
So we got this fat cat that is not feral, by the way, because the wonderful people on Facebook said... that if DC catches a feral cat, they used to clip its ear to let you know that it's all good. Like it's, they have a little marking
on
the ear.
Oh, yeah, they notch it. Yeah.
Yeah, notch it, clip it. They.
Buenos notches.
They haven't done that. Good. Definitely not a kept cat by some crazy cat lady in the neighborhood because it's unkept.
Unkempt.
Completely unkept.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Is it kempt or kept?
Well, unkept would mean it's not being
kept. Are you doing that weird thing you do to me all the time?
No, there's a difference.
Okay.
If you're kept, that means you're actually
being... just makes things up.
No.
Or grammar.
Yes.
When you're being kept, you're actually being owned. Unkempt means like not brushed, dirty perhaps. Like
yeah, disheveled.
Like Mac.
Yes. Okay, but but my point is it's unkept. Nobody owns it.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
He's a long-haired cat, and a long-haired cat needs like brushing occasionally or tends to get looking pretty rotten,
right?
Yeah,
but wouldn't you say that unkept means that nobody's taking care of it?
True.
Okay.
I thought you were going for a more physical description.
Nobody owns this cat.
Okay.
Like, nobody owns this cat, and we know for sure because it just keeps coming back,
cat
right?
Cat on the street.
But it's not taking to the cat condo. So... Shannon, like...
the cat's like Tarzan. The Tarzan is so... loved living into the jungle.
Who's the Jungle
Book
boy?
He's a Crocodile Dundee.
Mowgli.
He's Mowgli.
Okay.
Right? Raised in the wild.
Right.
Raised in the wild, not in a home.
He doesn't want your civilization.
No, he doesn't.
No.
And he doesn't want the fire flower either. Because we...
What's a fire flower?
It's from the movie.
Oh, okay.
I just watched it.
Oh, The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
It's great, wasn't it?
The very first time in my life.
Oh,
my parents never read the book to me or anything like that.
Well,
because we came from the jungle. We didn't really have to visit
that,
you know?
Yeah, we were Mowgli.
Yeah.
Oscar was Mowgli.
My mom didn't want to remember those days, you know what I mean?
That big bear.
So your dad is essentially Blue Bear?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
When she had to knock off the honey off the vines.
Ooh, I want to be like you.
My point is this.
I'm sorry, I've derailed you.
Is that Shannon, because she, like a loving mom, says, well, we got to figure this out. So she initially takes the cat food and lays it like a trail of breadcrumbs onto the patio of this cat condo.
In a cartoon.
Yeah, like in a cartoon.
The old Hansel and Gretel.
Yes. Winston, the fat cat, I have him on camera, comes and we essentially put the little feet, the bowl of water and food on the patio of the cat condo.
Okay.
So all Winston does, because he's just not a bright cat, is eat what's on the stairs. He never even puts a paw on the stairs.
Okay.
So and then he comes and meows at the window like, hey, where's the rest of my food? He's a pushy cat as well.
So he knows that you're a soft touch.
Yeah. So as soon as, and I'm watching this happen, I'm like, please go up the stairs, go up to your terrace.
Are you watching this live?
Yes. And like little kids were downstairs quiet because we don't want to scare him with any noises.
Sure.
And I said, he's just eating off the stairs. He's lazy.
Yeah.
Like he needs a pep talk. I said, Shannon, go teach him where the food is.
Let's take a pause there. He needs a pep talk. That'll do it.
Well, just to let you know, we still have a vacancy. We still have a vacancy.
What if, did you ever try putting the food in the condo?
That's what we did. There was a trail of breadcrumbs, cat food, up the stairs onto the patio.
Oh, so Yeah, okay. I didn't realize the patio was actually part of the structure. I was thinking of it more of as a lanai.
No, this thing is a cat condo. It's got a patio and it's got an actual enclosure. I get it. If the cat doesn't want to go in the hole, right?
Yes, okay.
But if the patio is open air, he can dine al fresco under some shelter, and he doesn't want it. And all I have is video of this fat F cat
eating.
He'll only eat next to the structure. He won't eat inside the structure.
He doesn't trust the structure.
Yeah, I don't know if I got to cover that thing in
tuna fish.
The tuna fish or catnip or whatever it is to get him in there, but I think we've got a week or that thing's got to be torched for insurance money.
Have you bolted it in yet?
Not yet.
Good. So you're not committed to that yet.
No.
Good. I think that it's going to happen.
How do you lure someone into a restaurant? You tell me, Rob.
Someone into a restaurant? Yes. Well, for me it's easy. As long as I'm the guy being lured.
I mean, what in the past has worked for your pets?
You know what? Cats are curious. And you see, this is what flips me out. I've had a couple cats growing up.
Yes.
Our best cat was named Grok. And he was dog-like in the way he behaved. Made him a really fun cat.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you left a box or a paper bag or anything that was like able to be hidden in, the cat was all over it. So I would think this cat would love having an enclosure.
Yeah, you would think that, but also
here. Okay,
does
tonight.
Does a wild cat in the wilds of Georgetown?
Wild.
Does he think an enclosure is a trap?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that because he's lived this long.
Yeah,
and he's never seen a small house on top of a house before.
Yes,
it's maybe, so weird.
Maybe he's more of a cat that wants an apartment.
Yeah, oh, you mean he's a condo guy?
Well, that he's got the condo.
That's really a duplex, though, right?
It is. And he says, I don't want to deal with neighbors.
No, but I will say this. The frequency of his visits has gone up fivefold, right?
Okay, well, because there's action. Things are changing.
Yes, he's being fed.
Two things. We've had, since Thursday, I guess it was, we've had fair weather. We've had really nice mm-hmm. weather here in the city. So if it rains, it might be a different ball game.
Okay. Do you think it's too much if I put another camera inside the condo? One outside and one inside.
Well, the camera is not going to bring him in.
No, but then I could actually see if he actually goes in. Because the angle we have currently only spots from... It's got a blind spot, basically.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. But if I get one indoor and outdoor cam, just like a real home would have...
Okay. You can put one inside, but I'm not sure how the laws are. Don't put it in the bathroom.
Ah.
Because then the cat can sue.
It's not that type of party.
The cat will sue and then the cat will own the condo.
In the common areas.
Just the common areas. And you might need to put up a sign that says you might be under surveillance.
You guys think I'm kidding. I'm thinking of putting together a live stream. So people, just like the baby giraffe pregnant.
Yeah, April.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But we could just have a Winston cam.
Okay, I say put a camera, if you have a camera.
If I give you a link, could you build a page that just has the camera of my backyard in the condo? So people can spot it on a regular basis?
Yeah, I could do that.
Now, you have the
Somebody
camera.
Somebody send me a drop cam.
You wouldn't have to, would you have to buy a camera to do this?
Well, my current setup if I gave a link out, essentially would give you my entire home, right? Mm-hmm. So I need a secondary cam. So if somebody sent a drop cam, I'd go through the trouble to set it up.
Are you listening, Tab?
Yes, Tab, send one up. I know you're into tabby cats, and it may be one.
FedEx that to Oscar right away.
But I could have a live stream. You know, you might catch Shannon and I in the backyard topless, TOPLESS. But outside of that, I don't know.
Are you both topless?
No, I'll go out there. That's where we spray our sunblock or bug spray. With our shirts off, you've never done this before.
No,
I have such a small home that if you spray sunblock, the spray sunblock, or you spray the off.
Yeah.
If you spray it inside the home, it lingers.
Yeah.
And then you start, you basically live in a cloud of that
and
bug
spray.
And
not only that, you have to really get good coverage, you have to put your arms out and there's no room to do that.
So I go out there shirtless on a regular basis if I'm doing work outside or going for a bike ride.
Sure.
And I'll just spray myself out there with just shorts on. My neighbors probably think I'm a savage.
That's marvelous. But let's talk about Shannon.
Yeah. Shannon does yoga out there. Who knows what she does?
So that would, this sounds more like a pay stream to me. And now, all of a sudden, I mean, the cat is good, but if you're...
I just think it'd be funny. If I was younger, and let's say you did this, right?
Right.
And I was listening to the show, and they said, Rob's got a wild cat, and now you can stream his wild cat in his cat condo on WJFK.com. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
I would have been at work, one monitor with that cat cam on, and the other with my regular work.
I think what you need to do...
for a spotting.
Here's your
either you or your cat.
Here's your experiment. Put an old school brown paper bag out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it will blow away, so you need to put like a rock in it, right?
Okay.
To see if Winston goes into the bag. Cats go into bags all the time.
Oh, they love bags?
They do. They
catnip?
Do.
Definitely put catnip in there.
Do you have cats?
My brother does.
Okay, can you bring in...
The tennis pro?
Can you take some of the tennis pro's catnip and bring it in?
I can do that, actually.
I'm not spending one extra dollar on this.
He's not raising the cats to make tennis rackets, is he?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
And can you bring in somebody mentioned this on Facebook, some kitten mittens... Just in case.
I'm sorry.
The floor inside my cat condo is similar to the floor inside my actual home. Kitten mittens would protect its feet.
You mean the cat wears them?
Yeah, the cat would probably want to put them in before he walks in.
I'm sure he'll be very, very... a cat mittens. That lives wild on the street would want nothing more than footwear.
Kitten mittens.
I don't want to sound like a... There's this kid named Schmob when he was little and he had a cat. And he found great entertainment. Have you ever put scotch tape on a cat's foot?
No, I think Schmob has a screw loose and would like to torture animals.
I don't know. It's pretty entertaining.
Your dad did the same thing, but with cigarettes and crabs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the crab would hold the cigarette.
And it would like eat the filter.
No, crabs don't eat.
Yeah, they just hold
it. I thought he said it like looked like he was
smoking.
Taking puffs off.
Because he's walking around with
a smoking cigarette on the dock.
Yeah, that was the funny part.
That was the funny part. I totally missed the joke. The crabs never got cancer.
Bring a crab, bring a cigarette. Pony's got cigarettes. Bring a crab, and I'd like to reenact that one day in the summer.
Yeah. Why do you think they call that astrological sign cancer?
Yes. Now it all makes sense.
See?
So I'll keep you fully updated on Facebook
and on
the show.
I like the idea of the cam, but also paper bag experiment tonight.
Yes.
All
or
right?
What if I put a little sign on top of the kitten condo that said, if you lived here, you'd be home by now.
So, mind games.
That seems to work.
I'm pretty sure. Cats are smart. That'll be good. All right. And also, I think we need more pictures of Winston. I'm tired of seeing the same
all
picture.
Right,
all right. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a break. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And if you're a cat, a transient cat, and you need some housing, call Oscar.
Hit me up.
Hit him up. All right. Back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Tony Perkins.
It's me, Gary Stein.
We are going to be appearing live for our third big show at the DC Improv Saturday, April 29th. It is going to be a blast. Gary, do you know who's on the show?
I do, but you told me to ask you. So, Tony, who's on the show?
We're going to be joined by Sarah Fraser, host of the Hey Frage podcast, and comedian Rob Mayer from The Rob and Joe Show.
Every time we're at the Improv, aren't we always live?
Yes, we save our den appearances for New York City. Check it out. DCImprov.com. Buy your tickets today. We want to see your face in the place.
The Tony Perkins Show.
You know, as we come up on springtime, there's a lot of people graduating from college and a lot of people looking for jobs. And trying to find and hire qualified employees for your business is one of the hardest aspects of running a company. Because there's so many people, how do you find the ones you need? It seems impossible to get access to all the applicants you need without spending a lot of time and effort. Luckily, ZipRecruiter makes it easy. With one single click, ZipRecruiter.com will post your job opening to over 200 top job sites. They even cover all the big social media platforms. One click, and you are absolutely covered. Any industry, any city, ZipRecruiter.com will get the word out. And soon, you'll be screening candidates in minutes, not hours, thanks to the amazing ZipRecruiter interface. It's so easy to use. It filters everything and streamlines it just for you. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies as well as thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter.com absolutely free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and find your perfect hire. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today.
Woo!
So it was a very quiet and wonderful weekend at my house.
Yes.
Because my family is at the Von Hermans in Savannah, Georgia.
Whoa!
And so it's just
Spiewak
me.
South.
So it's just me and the dog, which is great. That means when I leave the house and I come back, it's still straight.
Can I ask you a question?
There are no dishes in the sink.
If I keel over here during the program, I apologize.
Yes.
I don't know if it's you know what? It is allergies.
That's what I'm about to get to.
I didn't
to.
Take my Claritin.
Oh, God. It is so bad.
You know
the
what?
Amazing
I'm
piece.
I'm getting
of,
old.
No, it's. I was going to complain about the same thing. And I knew I made a Napoleon Dynamite sigh this morning because when I left the house and I went, because I looked at the amazing POS mobile, which is red.
Yes.
Except now it's orange because there's covered in pollen.
Oh, man.
And I'm just thinking right now, I could drink all the iced tea in the world and clear my throat all day, but I'm still going to sound like this.
Yes.
It's so horrible.
Excuse that, please.
Do you have the Mucinex D as well? Because it's getting to that era, too.
I haven't gone D.
D.
You know, I
you
like
will.
To go D. I've done that before. But
in Arizona.
Yeah, just in Arizona when I was blacked out. So, no. I sleep on it because I'll leave the house and be like, it's not so bad. And I'll get here.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I get here, I'm like, I feel in the back of my throat.
Yep.
In my nostrils. That being said, look, I don't want to bury the headline. Your family, who you love.
I adore them.
And we talk about drivers that we did in business school all the time. One of your drivers is your family.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, and like, look, everyone will say that they love their family and want to take care of them. Not everybody's driven by their family and their happiness. A lot of people have, you know, other drivers that supersede that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. So when your family leaves you.
Yes.
Does that hurt at all?
It's
because
getting,
you're
right
not
now,
included in the plans.
Right now, it's starting.
Let's really get into
it's
this.
Starting to hurt a little bit because. Like right now, Julia is today at 3:00 going to do her first college tour. She's 16. And I mean, that seems a little early.
That's something that's a Rob Mob moment. That's what you do.
I would kill to be there
right?
for that. So that hurts. However, once again, when.
You'd embarrass her, though.
No, no.
So she's probably better off without you.
No, she she doesn't get as embarrassed as the boy does. The boy has got a much more sensitive trigger.
I think of a Family Guy, Modern Family.
Oh, when Phil
takes his daughter to his alma mater.
Might be a little bit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be a little like that. Especially since there's no way in the world we can afford this school.
Let's go to the draw. Oh, it's Charleston?
It is the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Now, what does that run?
Many, many, many thousands of dollars.
Give me a number.
I think it's like, 50 a year.
Oh. Tell. Yeah. What, I mean.
For art?
What,
yeah.
You
want to draw a picture, honey?
You know what?
I'll buy you some paper.
Spiewak, let her dream. Because if she gets a scholarship, anything's possible. Who are you to say no?
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm a man who says yes.
You didn't even look at the tuition.
I make dreams happen.
Like, wait a sec, lady.
I know that it was a number quoted to me that was too high.
What about Nova?
I said, you know, your dad can probably get you into VCU.
Ooh.
Actually, VCU has
unaccredited. Go Rams.
Has accredited for 5 of the last 19 years. That's the VCU motto.
Okay, back to the college.
Back to the college thing. So they're touring that today. I would love to be a part of that. Yesterday, they went with the Von Hermans, Katie and Dan. You know, Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Yes.
They went to Tybee Island, which is the beach down there. And they posted some great pictures. They had a great time. On the way down, Carrie split the trip. It's about a 10-hour drive for us. So she split the trip, and they stopped at south of the border because deep down, we just love garbage entertainment.
Yes.
And Julia went to the alligator lagoon that Mike has talked so fondly of, the reptile lagoon. And I said, Julia, how was – and there was a picture of her right there. I said – you went to the reptile lagoon at south of the border. She said, yeah, Robert didn't want to go, so I walked through it by myself. And I'm like, well, that's sad to make someone do a tourist attraction by themselves.
He's at that age, though.
Yeah. And so I said, how was it? She said, Dad, I don't know. The alligators seemed sleepy.
Sleepy / suicidal.
That's right. This is the last step. So while it is sad to have them away, there is the magic of knowing that, like, on a Friday night, I could listen to albums as loud as I wanted and no one would complain and no one would say, "Why aren't you up here with the children?" I don't know who would say that in my house. But lots of black and white movies to watch. Yeah. Good time with me and Linus. Took Linus for a walk.
So you love your alone time.
I do. And I've said this for years.
I never really put that together. I always felt like you love being around your family.
I do, but you
remember,
know what?
I always say you love so hard.
I do. It hurts. It sometimes hurts. The secret to a happy relationship, and I have said this since before I had children, the secret to a happy relationship is time apart. Yes. That is very, very important. And they gave me a hard time way back. This is like 1998. Carrie did an extended business trip where she was going to be in Paris, mapping Paris for a month.
Mm.
And they said, "You're letting your wife go away for a month?" I said, "Absolutely. It's going to be great when she gets back." Of course, she went over there, panicked, and came back in a week.
Yes.
Because she said,
"This is too much." And they speak French, you know.
Carrie called me up. She said, "It's like they have a different word for everything over
and
here.
And they don't take the dollar."
So, yeah, but time apart is the secret to a happy relationship. And it's going to start being weird tonight because, you know, the weekend is the weekend. And it's loosey-goosey, and you can stay up late if you want. You can drink yourself and wake up passed out on the couch at 2:30.
Bottles everywhere.
Bottles everywhere. It's great. I'm out of cherries. And but once the weekdays roll in, you know, you need the structure. And I will start missing the kids more. But I will say this. It is great that the house is staying so straight.
Ah, they're the culprits.
They are the, oh my God, man. Absolutely. But there's the other complaint, and I was going to complain about allergies. We covered that. Two other things. First of all,
complain away.
Carrie, I'm having to cover some of her care.com jobs while she's gone. Just a few.
Oh my God.
And
Carrie!
And they keep popping
Rob,
up.
You can say no.
No, I can't.
You
can't.
No, you can though.
No, you
what
can't.
Are her jobs?
I had to, my least favorite
poor
of her
man.
Duties, I had to dog sit on Saturday night. And I
her dogs.
Yeah, well, not her dogs.
It's her responsibility.
Yeah, her dog, Sydney, who is a black lab that's only trick is, and it's great at it, is she knows how to step on your feet all the time. Oh. Because she run into a room and bam, her foot goes right on your foot. And I say horrible things to
this
dog.
That's kind of sweet.
No, it's just clumsy.
How big is the dog?
It's a black lab. It's like 60 pounds.
How is it hurting your
foot,
though? Yeah,
you've got Barney Rubble feet.
Fred Flintstone is the proper word. But a running dog stepping on your foot, it hurts.
You've got dainty feet then.
I'm a delicate flower.
I had a Weimar runner and a black lab, and both of them were fat Fs, and because my mom would feed them just baguettes every day. And all they would
not too shabby.
And all they would do is step on me and run into my nuts on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. So maybe I'm taking it too seriously. You know what? I'm probably attaching too much importance to it because I'm taking care of her responsibilities.
That's probably
the other thing was canceled. I got to mail a package today. But you know what? She's on vacation. God bless her. So I hope they have a great time. Get home.
But you essentially are covering the, I guess, the swatch
she's scaled back.
Of jobs.
She's scaled back, yes. But there was a few that had to be covered.
Gotcha.
But
does Sydney sleep in the bed with you?
No, Sydney gets crated.
Oh.
Yeah, and
does
early.
Does your dog Linus stand outside and just
Linus.
Mock Sydney and be like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
There was one
freedom,
great, one great, one great thing. Well, I'm going to walk over here, bitch.
Yes.
Man, once I'm drinking water, bitch.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out here, stare at you in your cage.
The one thing is that what was great is Sydney got picked up Sunday morning, and there's a friction between Linus and Sydney.
Is it sexual?
No.
Or
no,
territorial?
It's territorial because Linus is definitely the alpha dog in his house because he's the only only dog, right?
He's probably the alpha guy in that house as well.
Hey.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know,
it's probably true.
Because I'm passive.
You're picking up your wife's part-time job while she's on vacation.
We say, hey, Linus, we need you to, can you cover this for me?
Hey, hey, Rob, how about less covering, less gout?
When Sydney finally left the house, because they, you know, they snip at each other, they nab at each other, they'd steal bones from each other. So when Sydney finally leaves on Sunday morning, Linus looks at me and wags his tail.
He's like, thank God.
Thought she'd never leave.
That bitch!
Yeah.
Finally.
All weekend?
No, just Saturday night into Sunday morning.
That's not so bad.
No. And it's, you know, they're good. We've actually been sitting with Sydney since Sydney was a puppy. So we've watched the dog grow
up. When do you hit critical mass where you actually tell your family you really miss them? Like, you'll throw away, I'll miss you probably the first 3 days.
Oh, I've texted a few hearts, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, but
when do you really miss them?
I will probably start missing them tonight.
Oh.
But it's been great up to now.
That's so sad.
Is it?
Well, what about taking care of things that are good? What do you, like, let's do a quick 4-day bucket list that you could do. If you had the time, and you have the time.
Certainly do.
What do you want to do?
For the next 4 days, maybe. Yes. I was thinking about actually tonight.
Yes.
Seeing a movie.
Yes!
How about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you know what? It's... Carrie says, you know, when you sit down and watch television in our house, the family scatters like cockroaches when a light turns on, because I will watch stuff that they would never watch. So I burned
it's
out a
lot silent.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't watch any silence, but I did burn out a lot of black and white over the weekend. That was good. I've been falling behind on some albums that I bought that I wanted to listen
to. Did you watch Baby Jane?
I watched.
Feud?
I watched. You know what?
Night? Did you stay up late?
Yeah. I
did. Good episode.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I did.
Did you love the fact that William Castle was actually portrayed as a character? That's the guy we play every Halloween.
Spoiler alert.
Well, no, not I'm really.
But he's, I didn't even know who he was.
Played by John Waters from Baltimore, but the guy that made, you know, do you believe in ghosts?
You can do all of this, though.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What movie are you going to see?
I don't know. I have to see what's playing at the local theater.
Beauty and the Beast?
Will not be
going
Beauty
there with
Beast.
A trench coat.
That'll look good.
Yeah.
So that all is going on. And then my last complaint is this. And in a way, this is a blessing that people know me so well through this show, and they care about things that bother and affect me. Don't send me the story about the bat in the salad bag anymore, please. There was a
I don't know this story.
A Walmart sold a bag of salad, like mixed greens, and when the people got it home, they opened it up and there was a dead bat in it.
Oh, whoa.
And I mean, like, an entire dead bat, not just like a wing, like the whole deal. So there's been a massive salad recall,
man.
But people love sending this to me because they know I hate bats.
Yeah,
don't do that. I'm gonna find it on my own. I'm pretty well read.
Are you a big and look, this isn't meant to be a fat joke.
No, it's fine.
Are you a big salad guy?
Yes, Oscar. The reason that it was so horrifying is that it combined the two things I hate the most: lettuce and bats.
No, I didn't mean that. Do you get the bag of salad?
We do buy salads.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, and I'm keeping. But there, that's had nothing
I guess if
to do
I,
with.
Because I remember in college being the bag of salad guy. So
sure.
That would terrify me if I was gonna, you know, roll out a bat was gonna plop out as I'm putting on the futons. Right.
Yeah.
That's not something I want to get into.
And I also, I don't know how you feel. I mean, I can understand in college doing it. I don't necessarily trust the notion of the bagged salad.
No,
because,
not at all.
Because that lettuce has traveled a long way.
It's convenience, though.
It is convenience.
There's no tossing. And if you're in jail, it's even better, let me tell you.
Syrup or jelly?
No, really. Think about it.
It is all about convenience.
It is convenience. Now, is the salad grade A 100% of the time? No.
No.
But
you're going to see a little brown.
Rubbery.
Brown
but,
edges.
But that's what you would get with a head of lettuce. And I would say that while it's more expensive, as far as waste is concerned, you're wasting much less.
Yeah,
that's,
I suppose.
I mean, that's why, look, shameless plug, Blue Apron is perfect, because Blue Apron gives you what you need for that meal, right?
Exactly what you need.
So it's the same concept where you're like, okay, I'm only going to really use this.
Yeah, but that bag salad is always suspect to me, and I'll have another bag, please, with a little less bat.
Yeah, the bat side, though, is interesting.
Is
I actually
it?
Have to find this, because I don't look at it as in like, oh, gross factor or scary factor. I look at it as like liability. What type of risk insurance does that bag salad company have?
This is so typical Oscar. I tell this story and already he's on the side of big salad.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say value added.
No, protein.
What can you do with that bag?
This feels heavy. Feels heavy.
Oh, if you had to buy by the pound?
Yes.
This is 8 ounces heavier than your actual salad, so we're going to have to charge you extra.
So anyway, thank you everybody for keeping me informed. Yeah. No more bad stories. Enough pollen, please.
When should the home invasions come in? When people say they're all alone and no one's home, this is usually when that happens.
Well, what I do is I'm going to go home and leave the garage.
Oh, my God.
What?
We don't have time, right?
What? We have
Damn
time.
It. Okay. God. I had a run-in with the cops this weekend.
What?
Yes. This is how crazy my life is. I thought the cat condo.
All right. I'm going to make an executive decision. Can we blow off Oscarazzi?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus. Still popular.
This just in. Oh, and I wanted to tell you something. I bought a bag of mixed greens and found Miley Cyrus in it. She's alive!
All right, Justin Bieber.
All right, stick around. We come back. Oscar versus John Law. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls, isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's my favorite, the helpline.
Not planned at all.
No, not at all. Well, we all stuck to the script.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly. Oh, Amazon, How I Love Thee. Do you know, I realized I was going through my records, as I said, on Friday night, and I have the soundtrack to the Beatles live at the Hollywood Bowl, right?
Yes.
And I've been meaning to buy that Beatles documentary 8 days a week, and I just hadn't gotten around to it yet. Dinner time on Friday night, I went to Amazon, bought it on Blu-ray. I had it in time to watch Saturday night.
Ah.
It came to my house in 20 hours.
Nice.
Amazon is part of your life. It's incredible. It has changed the way we do things. It's a modern miracle. No matter, we love it. So the next time you go to Amazon, you're going to have a great experience, but make sure you access it through our website or our app.
Yeah, people, don't take this for granted. A lot of people are asking you to shop through their Amazon tabs, whether it be the show or other shows, or some people have some charities that are built through it.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of that.
No. really, because I look at the numbers. Please shop through our tab. Every dollar goes right back into the show, as you know.
It is so easy to do,
and
too.
It really does help us.
There's a banner on our website. You can click on the app on the shopping cart, and you've really got some Amazoning to do. It is springtime, and people are thinking home and garden.
Yeah.
I know Oscar is
the summer, beach time.
All that stuff. There are some amazing home and garden deals on the front page of our website.
Perfect.
Right now. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click right on through. Pony wrote a cute thing up top. It says, springtime for Amazon. I don't know. I didn't read it. Does great work, and so click
spring
on through.
Time is Amazon time
and fun
and
time.
Two brain hands, please.
But if you have any home and garden needs, really the bargains right now are sensational.
Yeah.
So access Amazon through MikeOmaraShow.com, and we thank you. Oscar versus the Law.
Oscar's world.
Oscar's take.
And then it's just the Law and Order. Okay, so
you mentioned nothing about this.
Dude,
how dare you?
I probably blocked it out because it was so mortifying. On occasion, I will watch, basically help out a widower on my block, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is she a sexy widower?
She's just a widower. I don't. She'll never hear this, I'm sure. But regardless, she was one of the most welcoming people when we moved into the neighborhood. She stopped by, and she wasn't like she wasn't the lady that said, "Do you have permits for this?"
Every neighborhood has every neighborhood has one person that is cool like that.
Yes.
And they just want to make sure you feel welcome. Yeah.
Either she was lonely, or she wanted to know if we actually bought or were renting, or we were students. Who knows, right? I don't really remember. I just remember that she was one of the kindest neighbors we had.
Did she ask if you were squatters?
No. And over time, we became friends.
Good.
The type of friends that, like, we don't hang out, but if we...
She could pick up your newspaper for
you. Yeah, she picks up our mail. Sometimes we go out of town, or we, vice versa, right?
Yeah, cool.
So she was out of town for the last 4 days. They're doing work at her house. They're putting a new like AC system, whatever it is.
Cool.
And
life support.
This is not a big ask as far as neighbors are concerned. It's, do you mind stopping by the house? Do you mind picking up the mail? Do you mind putting the paper in?
Nobody and you know what? And all that stuff is definitely the kind of thing that you will get back, because if you go out of town, she would do it for you.
Yeah, but you know, it's one of those things that it's an old lady that lost her husband. Like, well, I'm not going to say no regardless of what she can or cannot do, right?
Right.
So I get there. The first 3 days swimming, I get to check the she's got a terrace, she's got a lot of space, right?
It's a nice stack of bricks. Cool.
And
is it even bigger than your house?
Oh my! I mean, you could fit 10 of my houses in her house. And I essentially break everything down as far as like this is where the mail goes. I know where the newspaper goes, and I'm in and out probably in 5 minutes.
Right.
Right. Sometimes the guys working upstairs. Sometimes they're not. I say hi, and right. then I leave. On Sunday morning, okay. yes, I scurry over there, and I know that she's coming back Monday.
Right.
And I do my usual bit. I go in there, and I pop in the alarm code, right?
Right.
And I'm like, all right, I'm walking along. I don't hear the usual, like, unarm or whatever whatever it says. I don't know what it says. I don't pay attention. I just know put in the digits and roll.
Sure.
And I'm on the third floor checking. We had some blustery winds come through the D.C. area.
Yeah.
So I was checking up if one of these trees fell down on the terrace, whatever.
Sure.
I feel like I'm at my mom's house doing what kids do for the parents.
Giving
right?
a once over.
And I hear.
Oh, no.
And mind you, I just came home from working on Dominique Foxworth's ESPN show.
Right.
So I'm dressed in basically my pajamas because on a Sunday morning, you're not getting a fully dressed Oscar when you're working for free. You're getting the guy in black sweats and a black T-shirt.
Right.
That shows up because everyone else, it's a Sunday morning.
Like a burglar,
right? I'm dressed like a cat burglar.
Oh, God. Yes.
And I'm Latin and I'm in Georgetown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this.
Do you have any identification with you?
No.
Oh, no!
Don't read ahead.
Okay.
Do not read ahead.
My fault.
Because I just walked over from next door, no big deal.
Right.
I've got a Washington Times in my hand, and all I'm hearing is, whoop.
He's robbing the house, and he's a conservative.
New York Times, I'm sorry, just to clarify.
And he's a liberal.
Liberal. Liberal puke. Liberal stealing from the liberals.
They all do.
They eat themselves.
He's going to steal it all and give it to the poor.
Yes. It's Juanhood. So, at this time, I'm like, oh my God. The only other time I've ever heard an alarm like this was at my parents' house.
Yes.
When I set that off when I was 16, right? And there's a big difference between an alarm going off in Montgomery County and your neighbors maybe popping out their heads out of their house or walking over. But you're living, I would say, roughly 100 yards from each other, right? There's space.
And there's also a difference if you have an alarm at your parents' house because it's your parents' house.
Yes.
You belong there.
And we're in a home that's attached to two other homes, so they definitely hear that.
Yeah, they're feeling
through
it.
Through their walls, right?
They're feeling it.
So you have some choices to make as a Latin man in Georgetown in a home that he's not supposed to be in, technically.
Is your heart racing like a bunny?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm texting, I'm calling, calling my neighbor. She's not answering. I'm like, I don't have like a number to call. Like, who do I? Like, what
oh
do I
God,
get?
Yeah, you can't even. Oh no, because you don't even know how to disarm it.
I don't know anything. All I knew is that code was given to me a while back, and it worked.
Yes.
Right.
Just not very well.
Then I hear. I hear police essentially on the way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're in the city. They're close by, imagine.
Sure.
And they
sure.
get dispatched to get there quickly. And I said, okay.
Especially in a moneyed neighborhood.
Yeah.
And on my street, there's always a backup. So there's a scene to be made regardless of where I go, right? So I had some decisions to make. I said, do I scurry away?
Oh, I would wrestle with
or
that.
Or do I stay and make a scene with all my neighbors and the cops there?
Yeah, do I reinforce what they already think about me?
Because I don't know what they, my only, I think of a Police Academy or the Naked Gun on how they're going to roll up to the scene of the crime.
Officer Hightower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bubba Smith's going to come in and kill
you. He's
going
to knock down the door, right?
Yeah.
And Josie's going to be like, the violins are gonna be as basically they're burning down my life because they think that I'm breaking in. And you should also know that there's been a slew of break-ins in my neighborhood for passports.
Oh,
right? that's another
Wait,
sidebar. Yeah, people have been breaking in these homes and stealing jewelry and passports.
Why passports?
I don't know, man.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
But
that's what we get on Nextdoor.com. Check it out. So, because everybody reports their crimes there, right?
Everybody does.
So I this is it's fight or flight, right? Your boy decides to do the 100-meter dash right out the front door, lock it up, and run away. Now, did I look guilty?
Yes.
How long after the alarm started did you do this?
After I texted my neighbor and I called. And
when
I got
you text
nothing.
Your neighbor, the neighbor is the owner of the home.
The owner of the home.
Okay.
That's on like the Virginia shore somewhere. Who knows, okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I don't want to be put in handcuffs and then argue who I am with my ID.
Right.
And I don't want to be on the corner of my block and have all these cars going by and then I'm just like being questioned by the police.
While all of
another
these,
Latin guy in a black cat suit
while
getting
all
questioned.
All of these are valid points.
I'm all racial profiling is what's going through my mind.
Yeah, you made the wrong decision.
Yes. I did. And I found out soon after because the cops knocked on my door. Because someone.
You're home?
Yes. The looky-loos in my neighborhood are, A, they have a solid recall, and they saw me run out the front and run to my house.
Oh, crap. So, oh, God.
He went that way, officer.
So, I mean, I won't be there for another year. They're going to run me out of that neighborhood. I hear a knock on my door, and this entire time, Shannon's there. She's like, why'd you run? I said, I'm not going to sit there and be handcuffed on the corner, right?
That's right.
And
you're
I said,
too smart for that.
I was like, I needed to come home and get my ID anyways.
Right.
Because... that would have been 10 times worse. Even if the cops had to perp walk me down to my house.
Right.
That would have been embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So they knock on my door and they said, sir, there has been a burglary reported in your neighborhood and someone has mentioned that they saw you leaving the scene. And
God.
It's literally 1 o'clock by now. I got there a little after noon. So it's been 45 minutes. And he's cool. And he's like, so I was like, sir, I know I shouldn't have left. A, the alarm was blaring. B, I just need to get my ID. And I was like, I was going to walk back.
Sure.
Like, I just was, you know, not in a hurry to go walk back.
When he knocked on your door, was the alarm still going off?
And no, it stopped.
Oh, good. Stopped. Okay. Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
And I said, look, I'm house sitting. Here's my key to her home, and here's my code, and here's my text to her. She has not called me back. But this is the owner's name, and he says, what is her last name? And I said, sir, I should know her last name, but I don't know her last name.
Oscar.
So he says, all right, come with me. Because I could have shown him any key, right? The guy was doing his due diligence.
Yeah, okay.
So Hightower takes me around the corner, and he watches me open the door, and I've got cops, and I'm sure my neighbors are like, there's the cat burglar that ran out of the front door.
Right.
I open the door, and then I put in my code, because I hear the beep, beep,
right,
beep,
right,
beep,
right.
And I put in the code, stops the alarm.
Good.
So what I think happened is the code that I put in a rush.
Yeah.
Was the wrong code.
Yes.
Like, I just, like you
maybe
know.
Maybe hit two buttons.
Who knows what I did?
Yeah. Well, that was the first in a series of bad decisions.
So now I've got Jonesy and Hightower with me, right?
Right.
And Tackleberry. Now there are three people there. And they take my statement. And thank God during that time, this is probably another 35 minutes into this, as they're walking around the house, making sure I didn't have any accomplices.
Right.
And verifying my story. I get a call.
Sir, we found a cat poised on the roof. two doors down, there's a cat.
From the owner, and she's like, very sweet. She's like, I'm so sorry that this happened. I said, I don't know. It's my fault. And they're hearing all of this. They talk to her, and they call the alarm company on another phone, and everything's cleared up. Though, it's safe to say that there are some questions being asked and some rumors swirling about your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and truly embarrassing. Just try to do something nice, and I got burned.
Well, it's going to be a piece of cake selling that house, I tell you what.
In the future, don't run from the scene.
Yeah. Call me next time.
Should have called Shannon and said, bring my ID over.
Would have been another good solution.
Nice white lady. Yeah. Could have vouched for me.
Have you seen the perp? Yeah, he's in an overhang over the kitchen in a small... some sort of cat hotel.
Black sneakers, black sweatpants, black shirt, and like, not even like just t-shirt, right? Mm. I had like the dry fit stuff that goes up to your elbows.
Nice.
I mean, up to your wrists. So like fully dressed like I'm about to rob a joint.
And a pocket full of diamonds. And still.
Oh, God.
Oscar, you're lucky to be alive.
It's rough, man, rough.
When we come back, I did take some time with my family away to pick up some sounds in the backyard.
Did you just disarm the alarm?
I did. It's a four-digit number. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're back after this with the Audio Vault.
Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off.
He's an angry boy. Mm. The bonus package is really the main cog that drives the engine of this show. The future of the show depends on the bonus show. And we actually, at one point, had a donate button on our website, and we felt bad about it. So what we're doing now is we're rewarding you. We're giving you something when you support the show.
Yeah.
The bonus show is a sixth hour that we record every week. It is uncensored. It is totally organic. It is one of my favorite shows to record because when I come in, Mike doesn't know what's going to happen. And so Mike is at his best on a bonus show. I try to keep them fresh and exciting, but also
it's a wild card.
What is so fun, like, we did a great Bill O'Reilly bit on the most recent bonus show. It's highly recommended, but we couldn't ever do it on the regular show because of the length and the scope of the bit. It was fantastic.
For full context, it's just fun.
It is fun.
No drama, no politics, just fun.
No, it's a blast, and it really
no spin zone.
It is really, really the best way you can support us, and we really do appreciate it. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all the bonus content, and you'll be helping us out more than you know. Treat yourself, treat a friend, support the show.
Buy it, even if you don't listen to it.
Yeah.
It's I would say that.
That's awesome. Yeah. We love it. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Listen and win. All right. It's today is Monday, August...
Monday.
April 10th, is it? Yeah. April 10th.
Oh, and let's pay my credit card. Sorry.
You need to go now?
No, I just that was you know. Yeah. That wasn't really meant for air. It was meant for my mind more than
this is why
air.
We need mute buttons.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Oscar's going to pay his credit card, but I got a few lovely sounds to play for you.
Everybody knows that due date. We've all been down that road.
As the Germans say, Uber do. Sergio Garcia won the Masters. We'll hear all about it when Mike comes back in studio tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to him about it.
Did you watch live?
I watched about 4 hours of coverage of the Sunday round, and it really... to me, it's special. It makes me think of Big Daddy. He never missed a golf tournament. Sweet. And God, it is a great-looking broadcast. Yeah. It is so green.
I watched the last 2 hours of Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, two things the Masters are great for in my eyes. Napping.
Oh, it's the best lazy television.
Like, you could just have a few Michelob Ultras or Miller Lights or... No, Jack and Diets or whatever your drink is. Tom Collins. A hangout and
iced tea.
And just like really kind of get to that like the equilibrium of buzzed, almost drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nance will put you to bed.
Oh, of course.
That's a solid 4 hour nap.
And then turn down your pillow, friends.
And
there's a mint on your bed.
The kids are away for the afternoon.
And now for a nap unlike any other.
So you pass out A, and B, you get to what a wonderful playoff with really...
It was a great finish.
A lovable champion, right?
Well, you know what? They're both great. I mean, and they were both polite to each other, sportsmanship. I would have been happy with any outcome, but this was great, very exciting, except Jim Nance couldn't wait to talk until the ball even went in the hole. Jim Nance can be really Nancy, but the Nanciest is Masters Jim Nance. Mm. Even more when he's talking about Tom Brady. Here's Sergio Garcia winning yesterday's Masters.
And it looks like with 10 feet to go, it is going to happen. And after so many years,
once and for all for Sergio.
He did talk over it.
Yeah.
Glenn Murray. His
Nance. Mm. I didn't catch that.
Listen.
We're yelling Sergio.
Sergio.
Yeah.
Oh. He won't shut up. And I'll tell you what's horrible. He probably wrote that Friday night because he just couldn't wait to say it.
Yeah. The ball didn't even go in.
Yeah. Although, to balance that, this was a great moment. Sergio Garcia, such a likable guy.
Did you see when they missed the two putts that got him to
mm-hmm.
that? there's a weird feeling where you're rooting for one. You pick a guy to root for, right?
Sure.
If you're just like a casual fan, mm-hmm. I'm rooting for Sergio not just because he hasn't won and it'd be a great feel good story, but because this is just the way I am and I'm built. He's from Spain.
I thought
I'm from Latin America. I'm do it for us.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, we're not even like he's European. I'm Latin. You know,
but this is one of the great things.
It's fine.
He was so genuinely joyful in his emotion, and I love he handled it just.
He
in
also
such a
did you hear
way.
The? I'm sorry, and I'm all over
no,
the place.
No, you're
here.
Fine.
There was audio of him earlier in the week where people were asking him about the Masters, and I couldn't find it. I wanted to send it over to you, right?
Right.
Where he said. Where someone asked him, he goes, I don't know if it's in the cards for me.
Yeah, he said,
I don't know if it's in the cards for me. And in his entire career, he essentially said it probably won't ever happen.
And you know who was even happier than him is his fiance. Because she is
smoking.
Set now. But this was really
smoking.
Cool. After he won, and this is a great singular achievement. And golf is a singular sport. It's not a team sport. And he paid tribute to Seve Ballesteros. When they the game meant to him, and it was very sweet. I thought
to do it on his 60th birthday and to join him and Olaf Abel, my two idols in golf, my whole life. It's something amazing.
What a class act!
Could you rewind it and hit that again if you don't mind? Is he a birthday?
He might say birthday.
He did.
To do it on his 60th birthday and
it's bird day where I got an eagle and a birdie.
Let's take some of that Masters money and get you an English coach.
That's right. I have won a green jacket and a full set of Rosetta Stone. So,
I mean, Bird Day is rough.
That is. But the most exciting moment, I mean, it was a great closing yesterday, but when did you see Matt Kuchar get the hole in one?
I did not.
Oh, this is so great.
An eagle.
Was that at the windmill or the alligator?
Now, you see, you come in with your shtick, all right? Would you pipe down?
The windmill.
I'm doing something over here.
He's after Amen Corner.
But what's great about this, and you should watch the video online, the length of time it takes from the ball hitting the green to get to the hole, it is so cool because it takes a long, curvy run to it. Check this out. This is pretty great.
Be good. He's posing on it. He likes it.
This is really good.
Oh, this is superb. Look out.
Looking back for Matt Kuchar.
Look out.
We haven't seen a one today.
Still rolling.
It's on a tremendous line. Matt Kuchar for some love. Oh, my boy.
Wow. Did he win an Oldsmobile?
We got one. Number 19 here at 16, and it's Matt Kuchar.
No, but I sent him an email. If he wants it, he can have my Buick.
Nice.
So I thought he did
one
great.
One or the other.
Graham Norton is a great talk show host, and he gets guests to do stuff they might not normally do. I don't know that I have the guts to ask someone to do this. He got Morgan Freeman to narrate the Graham Norton show the way he narrated Shawshank Redemption.
Cool.
This is great.
I must admit I didn't think much of Graham Norton first time I laid eyes on him. Looked like a stiff breeze could blow him over. That was my first impression of the man. I could see why some people took him for annoying. He had a walk and a talk that just wasn't normal around here. And boy, did he drink.
That is awesome.
Isn't that great? And it shows that Morgan Freeman has a sense of humor as well.
Also, Morgan's probably been asked to do something similar along those lines, I would say half a dozen times.
Oh,
that's
God.
The first time I've had a genuine laugh off of that.
It was well written
right?
for
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Perfectly done. Like that a lot. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony was over the weekend. It will not be aired on HBO for another month or so. But as always, some people sneak some cell phone video out. One thing that's very cool, I won't play it because it sounds muddy.
Who are the big inductees?
Journey, Tupac, Pearl Jam, and I think Joan Baez.
Oh, wow.
Steve Perry, who, as you know, left Journey for a solo career, and they got a sound-alike in there, and Journey asked...
Tyler Perry's cousin?
Yeah. They asked if the sound-alike could be inducted with the band, because actually now, the sound-alike has been with the band longer than Steve Perry was.
Filipino
gentleman, yeah, exactly,
right?
Yeah, exactly. But his name is Arnel Pineda, but it was really nice that when Steve Perry was up there with the band, he actually did a very genuine shout-out of respect to the new lead singer.
Oh, wow.
Which is a class thing to do.
And why did Steve leave?
Because he had to record Oh Sherry. But the best moment, I think, and we'll close with this because we're running a little late. This is really neat. Yes was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they lost their bass player a couple years ago. He passed away. And so Geddy Lee from Rush sat in, and at the closing jam, they played Roundabout, and they killed it. So this is Yes with Geddy Lee on bass playing Roundabout. First time Yes has performed in about 10 years.
You were saying a lot of no? That was a hack joke. I apologize.
I liked it. Must be a hack joke. So if they sound that good on cell phone video, I'm dying to see the special on HBO.
Can't
wait. So congratulations to all the inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also, Neil Young was supposed to be there to induct Pearl Jam, and he was ill. Last minute, do you know who inducted Pearl Jam? David Letterman.
Yeah.
Up there with his beard.
Nice.
And it was so great. They said, we'd like to apologize. Neil Young could not be here tonight. And besides, he just can't stay up this late anymore.
I saw a video of that.
Yeah. So that's going to be a really great set. And I have to think it's because Paul Schaefer still coordinates all the music for the induction.
Ah, that makes sense.
So that's probably how they got Dave.
Letterman looks like Winston. My cat.
You know what? I would think you have, looking the way Letterman looks, an equal chance of having Letterman sleep on your porch than you do your cat. Tune in tomorrow, folks. Mike O'Mara will be back with his full Masters recap. You heard him at the front of the show. He's on cloud nine. I can't wait to hear it. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara show with a letter or package, we love our gifts. Send it to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, it's on Thursdays now, send it to me, Rob, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. This copy is ancient, like parchment. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about the Mike O'Mara Show and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
See ye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.